Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is reporting they are in negotiations with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Former Trump negotiator Adam Bowler on Fox News Monday morning.
The Taliban want us out of Afghanistan and to leave them alone mostly. But you see here, they still need us. They want $3.5 billion that in humanitarian aid. And so part of the deal here is they can't just wipe their hands clean because you've got Al-Qaeda that's sitting there. You have ISIS-K. And so we need to work together to get rid of those folks. And if they don't want to work together, then they're not going to get their money.
Explosions on Monday shook multiple cities across Ukraine, including missile strikes on the capital of Kyiv for the first time in months. The attack was focused on residential and energy infrastructure, killing many Ukrainians. This came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin called a Saturday explosion on the huge bridge connecting Russia to Crimea a terrorist attack, masterminded by the Ukrainian Special Services. The bridge was used to supply Russian forces invading Ukraine. A Texas teenager is literally fighting for his life, according to his attorney, after being shot by a San Antonio police officer identified as James Brennan. The 17-year-old was shot while inside his car at a McDonald's parking lot. Reports indicate the officer misidentified the car as one wanted from a previous crime. The officer has since been fired. Another interest rate increase is in the sights of the inflation-fighting Federal Reserve. Investors, after the September payrolls report, were pricing in a more hawkish outlook for the Fed's likely rate increase in November. The CME FedWatch tool showed an 82.3% probability of a 75 basis point increase. Monday Night Football tonight has the Las Vegas Raiders in Kansas City to play the Chiefs at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Thank you very much for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the recent volley of missiles that were tactical nuclear represented an obvious warning to the United States and South Korea. The statement was released on the 77th anniversary of the foundation of Pyongyang's ruling Workers' Party. A prisoner swap is front and center between the United States and Russia.
A former U.S. diplomat is cautiously optimistic about the release of 2 American hostages in Russia.
I think it's going to be a 2-for-2.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson said the swap will be for WNBA star Brittany Griner and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United Nations Security Council is considering the immediate activation of foreign troops to help free Haiti from the grips of gangs that have caused a scarcity of fuel, water, and other basic supplies. According to a letter UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres submitted to the Council on Sunday, such a force would remove the threat posed by armed gangs. Today is Columbus Day, and yes, it is a federal holiday. Also, some Americans celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day to honor Native Americans. We're less than a month away from the midterm elections. Be sure you're registered to vote. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, she is back. I've missed her sincerely. Betsy McCoy, a constitutional scholar with a PhD from Columbia University, a public policy expert, former lieutenant governor of New York State. You know, I bragged about her so consistently over the years because she taught me so much about Obamacare and all things political. And Betsy, it's good to have you back with us. I've missed you.
Thank you. You know, your show is a public service, really.
Oh, it's very kind. Yeah, well, I appreciate you. Well, we've got lots to catch up on here, and one of the things immediately I wanted to address was a column that you just wrote about, and that is why schools aren't telling parents what their kids are being taught. What's going on here?
Well, it's clear that the major reason is the dominance of the two big teachers unions. In some parts of the country, it's the AFT, American Federation of Teachers, and in other parts of the country, it's the NEA, National Education Association. But no matter where you are, the teachers union has a very big political agenda. In fact, if you were to sneak into one of their annual meetings, there would be absolutely no discussion at all on how to teach little Joey how to read, how to teach little Mary Beth how to do arithmetic, any of the pedagogy that used to be the major focus of teaching. Now those teacher unions are discussing how to bring back reproductive rights in a red state, or how to fight climate change, or how to elect Democrats. That's it.
Yeah, this is amazing. It's about indoctrination, no longer about education. That's quite clear. And parents' eyes were opened up quite wide and shockingly during COVID. I guess we can be grateful for that pandemic because it did open our eyes to some reality, and especially as it related to our kids, Betsy.
Well, exactly, because parents were home watching their kids do these Zoom lessons, which really weren't lessons at all. You put your finger right on it. It was indoctrination instead of teaching.
Well, and now we're seeing, even though some of these teachers, I mean, we even have the military saying they're not teaching CRT, and then we see videos where they are, so they're just flat out lying to us. They're teaching kids things that are sexually inappropriate. They should not be addressed in school, but their attitude, when you hear, you know, people like Terry McAuliffe and some officials even out of California is just saying that, and teachers unions saying, well, the kids belong to us, they don't belong to the parents. I mean, where did that come from?
What could be more preposterous, right? Of course the children belong to their parents, and parents should be playing a major role in what their children are taught. And when you walk into a classroom, you shouldn't be seeing pride flags and Black Lives Matter symbols. You should be seeing the ABCs across the top of the blackboard, the timetables down the blackboard, maps of the world, learning tools, not indoctrination tools.
Yeah, I mean, the idea, Betsy, when you and I went to school, the objective was to teach us critical thinking, you know, give us some knowledge, but then also open our minds up to where we could ask appropriate questions to advance our knowledge and understanding, right?
That's right. And now I hear from parents all the time that anything questioning this liberal orthodoxy is not welcome at all in the classroom. Kids are very intimidated about what they say. They're afraid they won't get a good grade if they disagree with the teacher in any way. I hear examples of little children in third, fourth, fifth grade being sent to the principal's office because they use the wrong pronoun.
Exactly.
Kids in the class who wants to be a boy instead of a girl or vice versa. Naturally, the kids are confused, the other kids in the class. But can you imagine being punished for such a, I won't even call it a mistake. It's
right.
Just a lapse in political correctness.
Well, I mean, this is all purposeful, just like, you know, I think my heart still breaks for that one father that was so upset in that school board meeting there to report that his daughter had been raped because, I mean, she was 15 years old. And, you know, the school's policy was that if you were gender fluid, you could use any restroom whatsoever. Well, this individual used that restroom for a protection for a guise in which to attack this man's daughter. Now, he's the one that gets arrested because he's, you know, very upset in a school board meeting.
He's affected by this terrible incident.
Right, exactly. And then so the idiocy of this whole deal is that they say, okay, fine, we're going to take him out of the school. They send him to another school, and he does the same thing all over again. I mean, this is genius, isn't this?
I'm laughing because, you know, parents have to get more control of the local school districts. When you look at the amount of attention given to the elections for president, elections for governor, elections for senator, even state lawmakers. The fact is the most important races are these school board elections. And the unions want you to think that they are, quote, nonpartisan. They want you to ignore these elections. In many states now, they've been moved from November election day to sometime in May or June with the hope the turnout will be even lower. But these are the elections we need to win. This is the real battleground. And I say to Republicans, if you want to win back suburban mothers, these are the elections. This is where
exactly.
To start.
Well, you know, and you bring up something here, and I hope people are connecting the dots here, and that is that you have to look into the pipeline that leads to the teachers. You know, what is coming down the pipeline? How are these would-be teachers being indoctrinate?
Well, you know, look at the education schools, and I have long been an advocate for inviting people who didn't graduate from these education schools but are real experts in their field, whether it's chemistry, biology, physics, mathematics, geography, to teach in the schools, because these schools of education have become schools of indoctrination.
Right. Exactly. Well, and this is also what's contributing to the mass exodus of people leaving public education and turning to homeschooling and private school alternatives, because parents are realizing that this is not good. It's not healthy for their children. And here we are, Betsy, with all the money that we invest in education in this country. And what's our ranking? What are we, 27, 28 or something like that?
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking. We are not giving our young people the skills they need to compete in a global economy. We're turning out kids that are indoctrinated in the latest political lingo, but really don't have a grasp of mathematics, for example, which is essential to succeed in the future. Whether you're in the science and STEM fields or not, you need to know mathematics.
Exactly. And you're going to tell me that these other countries are focusing on pronouns and sexual fluidity?
Absolutely. And certainly not in the military. What's happening there is outrageous.
Yes.
Have you seen the promotional videos?
Yes, exactly.
People to enlist in the armed services. It's enough to scare most kids away from enlisting in the armed services.
Well, and here you are, when you consider what the military is all about for national security and safety. Again, I can't imagine Vladimir Putin putting his military forces through a pronoun-sensitive course of study.
No, he's teaching them how to lock and load faster.
Exactly. It's just that simple.
We should be doing.
Amen to that. Betsy McCoy is with us. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from her right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, we're fresh and independent Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we're talking with Betsy McCoy. Betsy is a former lieutenant governor of New York, a public policy expert, and one of the things consistently when Betsy was on routinely with us, and we're going to get back into this routine because we love having her insight and balance here, her perspective is so needed, was she always had told me, Bill, you have got to be your own advocate when it comes to health. People have, you know, surrendered the obligation and the responsibility of their own health advocacy. And we saw again during the era of COVID what's going on. And Betsy, I mean, even in California, Governor Newsom just signed into law something that's going to be quite injurious for the people in California. I'm real concerned because I got four of my kids and my grandkids still living there in California, where they're going to put pressure on medical professionals to say, look, if you say something that we don't agree with, we can put your license into jeopardy.
Yes, it's very, very serious. Political correctness has invaded medicine. And it's so bad now that there are hospitals where the decision on to whom to allocate scarce resources, like ICU beds or beds in the cardiothoracic unit, are being made not based on medical need, but on which patient comes from a low-income neighborhood. It's a proxy for race and ethnicity. Can you imagine deciding whether somebody gets an ICU bed based on that patient's zip code?
Exactly. No,
Where those things aren't going on, it's mm-hmm. so important for patients and their families to be aggressive advocates, particularly after COVID, because, Bill, one of the biggest risks going into a hospital is contracting one of these hospital infections. You've heard these names, MRSA, Staph, C. diff, VRE, Candida auris. These are killer superbugs, and they only live in hospitals. Or primarily in hospitals. But when you go into a hospital, you have to know what to do to protect yourself. And the risk of contracting these has gone way up since COVID. When I say way up, doubled and tripled in some cases.
Wow. Yeah, this is incredible. And Betsy, this is a passion of yours that you're participating in RID, a national educational campaign to empower patients and caregivers to stop the scourge of healthcare-acquired infections, RID Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths, right?
Yeah, come to our website at hospitalinfection, that thing you don't want to get, .org, and we have a 15-step regimen. It sounds like a lot, 15 steps. It really isn't. These are simple but scientifically based steps you can take to reduce your risk of getting a hospital infection. Here's one that you probably haven't heard. If you're going to the hospital, don't shave. Don't shave your face. Don't shave your legs. Don't shave anywhere.
Right.
Because shaving creates nicks in the skin like a welcome mat for bacteria.
Right. Yeah, and this is the thing that people, you know, take for granted, and that is our skin is, you know, the way God has designed us. I mean, it's a wonderful defense, and how easy, you know, just like you say, you know, oh, you think, okay, I'm going to the hospital, I shave, and then you create a nick, and now you've got an opening, you know, from the barrier that God has given you, your skin, which is a natural defense, and you've compromised it. That's a good idea.
Here's another
right.
one. The most common infection of all is called C. diff, or Clostridium difficile. And believe it or not, this is an infection that patients more or less give themselves, because in the hospital, the surfaces, like around the bed, the call button, the TV clicker, the over-the-bed table, the bed rails, they're all invisibly contaminated with this spore called C. diff. And if this spore gets in your mouth, it makes you extremely ill. So the key is make sure that you don't touch any food with your hands until you clean your hands very well. You don't want to swallow that C. diff spore. So if somebody brings in your food tray, clean your hands first. If someone brings you a box of cookies, clean your hands first. And I say to anyone who's visiting a loved one in the hospital, forget bringing candy or flowers. Bring a canister of Clorox bleach wipes and a pair of gloves and wipe those surfaces around the patient's bed. You could be saving their life.
Betsy, help our audience understand. I mean, we do hear about infection. What kind of numbers are we talking about here, the kind of infection that takes place?
100,000 people, and that's a minimum because there's a real undercount, dying per year from hospital infections they contract after they go to the hospital. This is one of the largest causes of death in the United States, more than auto accidents, more than breast cancer, more than AIDS, hospital infections.
Wow. Why have we not heard about this before?
Well, the hospitals certainly aren't advertising it, correct?
Of course, right.
But at one time, It was a real secret. When I launched RID, Reduce Infection Deaths, back in 2004, no state required hospitals to disclose their infection rates, but we've worked hard and now 38 do. If you come to our website, you can actually learn how to find out which hospital in your own neighborhood has the best infection rate.
So dealing with infection not only requires you to be aware going into the hospital, while you're in the hospital, and even post-care, right?
Absolutely. For example, when you leave the hospital, don't bring a lot of stuff home with you. If someone gave you a stuffed animal or a bouquet of flowers or, you know, any little memento and it's been sitting in the hospital, don't bring it home. Chances are it is covered in the same infection-causing bacteria that make people sick in the hospital. It's hard to get rid of these bacteria. You don't want to bring them home. And, of course, if you visit someone in the hospital, take your shoes off before you walk into your home because the soles of your shoes will be heavily contaminated with that bacteria.
This is really common sense, Betsy, and you're doing such a service for all of us and our listeners, and I can't thank you enough for this because, you know, this is just something, you know, it goes back to what, you know, I find myself saying, and I say it to the kids, you just don't know what you don't know, and what you don't know could be lethal, right?
In this case, these are lethal superbugs, and hospitals should be doing a much better job of cleaning. The number one predictor of who gets a hospital infection, it's not your age, it's not the sickness that brought you into the hospital, no. The number one predictor is what room or what bed you're assigned to, because if you're placed in a bed and a preceding patient, even 3 weeks before, was in that bed with an infection, you have a very high risk of getting it. That patient was discharged, but their germs were left behind, lingering on that bed rail, on that mattress, to make you sick.
Is RID keeping a count of hospitals that have a propensity to promote these infections, or at least, to allow them to occur? Go ahead.
Right. Yes. And as I said, the data are very clear. If you come to our website, we will show you how to find out which hospital in your area has the best or lowest infection rate, because now in most states, 38 states, the hospitals have to report their infection rates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
And I'll also tell you there's another organization with whom we work often. It's a fabulous organization called LeapFrog, leapfroggroup.org. And they have hospital ratings on their website, too. Patient safety hospital ratings, and they are excellent.
Right. Betsy, also in the column, you mentioned don't neglect oral care. We got about a minute and a half left here, so let's address that. Go ahead.
Now, that's particularly if you're going into a long-term care facility. And I don't when I say long-term care, I don't mean months or years, but say you're going to stay a week or two. And that often happens. You go to the hospital, you get a new hip, a new knee, or you have cardiac surgery, and the hospital says, well, you're not quite ready to go home, Mr. Jones. We'd like you to stay over in this long-term care facility for a week and get your strength back. Well, the infection rates in those long-term care facilities are even higher than in hospitals. Mm. And one of the things you need to make sure when you're over there is that you get very good oral care, that you brush your teeth every day, because if you don't, bacteria forms a hard shell in your mouth, and then you breathe in that hard shell, and it causes pneumonia.
Exactly. Well, Betsy, before we wrap things up, remind everybody of the website.
Come to our website, hospitalinfection, that thing you don't want to get, .org.
Dr. Betsy McCoy, a former lieutenant governor of New York State and a columnist for the New York Post. Betsy, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Take care.
I enjoy talking with you, Bill.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the recent volley of missiles that were tactical nuclear represented an obvious warning to the United States and South Korea. The statement was released on the 77th anniversary of the foundation of Pyongyang's ruling Workers' Party. Explosions on Monday shook multiple cities across Ukraine, including missile strikes on the capital Kyiv for the first time in months. The attack was focused on residential and energy infrastructure, killing many Ukrainians. This comes hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin called Saturday's explosion on the huge bridge connecting Russia to Crimea a terrorist act masterminded by the Ukrainian special services. The bridge was used to supply Russian forces invading Ukraine. One Ukrainian woman translated by CBC News after Russia's missile attack on civilians over the weekend.
We will never forgive Russians. They will never frighten us. We will survive this, she said.
USA Radio News.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got from Stream.org, the one and only Dr. John Zemeric is with us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thanks. Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, all things considered. You know, the hurricane effects for us here on the east, I mean, a little bit of this, I got to tell you, I began to get a little glimpse of survivor's guilt. You know, because we got a little bit of effect from the hurricane here in the East Coast, you know, some wind damage, some minor electrical interruption, couple tornadoes, but nothing compared to our friends on the West Coast, especially in Sanibel Island and in Fort Myers. I mean, they just got crushed.
Oh, God bless them. Well, I'm glad Ron DeSantis seems to be running the state in a really effective way. So, they should just be glad that he's running the state and not a guy who does crack. Remember, they almost elected a crackhead Democrat.
Exactly.
A guy who goes to orgies. And then you might have had something a lot more like the chaos after Katrina.
Well, you know, and the other thing that was quite revealing was when, you know, and it's interesting with body language and the picture that you see with Ron DeSantis side by side to Joe Biden. I don't know if you caught that, but about the maybe it's not fair. I probably shouldn't use this comparison because there were two people. One was Billy Graham and another pastor side by side. One was very, you know, flamboyant and, you know, really went along the popular, you know, the search for popularism and stuff like that. And the humility of Billy Graham next to that was just so telling.
Yeah.
And I thought for some reason it brought me back to think of that time with Dr. Graham in watching, you know, these two gentlemen, you know, Ron DeSantis side by side with the president?
We have to remember, Joe Biden wasn't always a decrepit old Grandpa Simpson. He was a nasty, dishonest, manipulative demagogue for decades.
Yes.
Totally opportunistic. He's just a shell of the opportunistic, unprincipled hack he once was. But, you know, watching Tucker Carlson interview Tony Bobulinski a few days ago was really staggering and creepy. I mean, on the one hand, we all kind of knew Hunter Biden was crooked in doing deals with the communist Chinese, illegally peddling influence, access to the then vice president of the United States. That's all bad enough. But what was really terrifying that we learned, and I wrote about this at stream.org, the FBI contacted Facebook 2 weeks before the election and told them to censor the news about Hunter Biden because it was Russian propaganda, and Facebook complied. That is how the media used to work in communist Poland and East Germany. The secret police would go to the media and tell them what to report, and the media would go along with it because they supported the regime and they wanted to help the regime stay in power by faking and manipulating elections.
Yeah,
that's
and the thing,
where we are in America right now.
And the thing, you know, think about it. They tried to do the same thing in 2016, right? And they failed. And so they doubled down into, I'm talking about the FBI specifically.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, the
this
Russia collusion
is,
hoax.
This is
made up out of
exactly,
thin air.
Exactly. A big lie. And now here they are. They suppressed this information. Yeah,
two impeachments over
exactly.
that lie.
Yeah. And the thing is, again, John, we're talking about, you know, free and fair elections, the integrity, the significance of the American voter and the vote, how critical it is. And the FBI manipulated things. And as you're saying, well, you know, are these the only two times they've done it? How many other times? I mean, this is a pattern that, like you said, has been used overseas in other countries for regime change. And it seems to be the common denominator is our FBI. And now, you know, in the words of Jeremiah Wright, the chickens have come home to roost. The FBI chickens have come to roost on America and the American people, and they're doing it to us this time.
The FBI, we need to think of it the way East Germans used to think of the Stasi. If you're questioned by the FBI, you should simply repeat the word lawyer, 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 as many times as you have to in English and Spanish, abogado, until they bloody well bring you one. Because cooperating with the FBI is an unpatriotic act at this point.
Exactly.
In the contest between Mexican drug cartels and the FBI, I can't pick sides because they're equally bad, and I want both sides to lose. That's how bad the FBI is at this point.
John, talk about Tony Bobulinski. I mean, his background. I mean, he is truly a patriot.
Decorated naval veteran, successful businessman. Made the bad judgment call to go into business with the Bidens, but he did not know that they were essentially a crime family.
Right.
And I worry about his personal safety.
You and me both.
I'm friends with Jack Maxey, the guy who got the Hunter Biden laptop and shared it with journalists, and he's still living in an undisclosed location somewhere in Europe, because he's afraid that he's had credible threats that people are going to go after after him. But what I think is really important is that people understand the phenomenon. Our elites decided in 2016 that the people had stabbed them in the back by voting for Donald Trump. Our elites basically wanted Obama to be president for life. And if that couldn't be done directly, he could at least appoint his successor in the form of Hillary Clinton. The fundamental transformation of America that Obama promised, they were intent upon it. They say, this happened. There is no going back. You don't get to elect conservatives. That's not allowed anymore. We have been fundamentally transformed. Obama has come. He has walked the earth. He has turned water into wine. And we are all transformed. Hope and change have been incarnate, born among us. And all you're not allowed to go back. When the American people voted for Donald Trump, you remember liberals screaming at the sky and having mental breakdowns. But they also kicked into gear that they were going to nullify the election. If they couldn't, they tried to impeach Trump twice. They colluded with Never Trump Republicans and his cabinet to try to remove him from office illegally through the 25th Amendment, thereby perverting our Constitution itself. The deep state just refused to do his decisions. They forced him to get rid of Michael Flynn. They boxed up Jeff Sessions to where he couldn't, you know, they tricked him into recusing himself so that they could do the Russia collusion hoax. They nullified the 2016 election. It's as if Trump were never president. And then they stole the 2020 election. They stole it. Mm-hmm. They used COVID to loosen up voting regulations in all the swing states so they could stuff the ballot boxes with corrupt mail-in ballots. The movie 2000 Mules documents that. And now they're trying to criminalize what I just said. If you even talk about how they stole the 2020 election, mm-hmm. The FBI might come to your house.
Exactly.
This is not America. This is Guatemala. This is Belarus. This is Putin's Russia. This is not America.
Sadly. I mean, this is where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why we the people need to come together. And this isn't about Democrats or Republicans. This is about the American idea that is slipping through our fingers because of the weaponization of these bureaucracies and the deep state and really the, call it for what it is, John. It was a coup.
Yeah,
this is a coup on this country.
An elite, yeah, color revolution. And we're still in the midst of it. And let's see what happens in the midterm elections. I worry that they won't be honest. I worry that Biden will get us into a war with Russia as a pretext to hijack or cancel or otherwise compromise and corrupt the 2022 midterm elections. Because
how desperate they are. John, we got to go to a quick break. Yeah. Let's pick it up from there in just a second. More from John Zemerick after this.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with John Zemeric from Stream.org continues. John, I want you to pick up where we left off regarding, you know, the desperation of the Democrats, the Obama acolytes that started the fundamental transformation of our country, and they're not, you know, they're not finished.
In Germany, in World War One. All the elites were 100% convinced they were going to win that war. And when the Tsarist Russia collapsed and the Germans swept through and took Poland and the Baltic states and Ukraine, they were 100% convinced that they were going to win World War One. Then America comes in and throws the balance in the other direction, and England and France win the war. The German elites could not process the fact that they lost that war. They decided they'd been stabbed in the back by traitors who colluded with foreign countries who needed to be avenged. And that is precisely what our elites did with the 2016 election. And just the way the German elites came up with the stab in the back theory, and they blamed the Jews, and they blamed the socialists, and they blamed the peace people, and then they basically created the Nazi movement to persecute and avenge that betrayal. That is what we have seen the American left since election night 2016, has been using Nazi tactics, Nazi ideology, the demonization, the scapegoating, the hatred that they've been whipping up of anyone who disagrees with them politically. And we saw it culminate in Joe Biden's address to the United States in front of, you know, that Darth Vader speech.
Right, exactly.
As I wrote at stream.org, Abraham Lincoln never talked about the Confederacy in the middle of the Civil War the way Joe Biden talked about people who questioned the 2020 election. That is how bitter and partisan and hateful and vindictive and dangerous the Democrats have become.
Well, and you bring up a perfect point here. Abraham Lincoln, the end game for Abraham Lincoln was to bring us all together. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, this is why he didn't attack the Confederacy. As if, you know, if Joe Biden would have been there, it would have been a different story. I mean, here we are, and he is dividing us all the more. I don't think Joe Biden is interested in a United States of America.
No, they're interested in terrorizing and silencing and liquidating their opponent. YL sent 30 FBI agents with sniper rifles to serve a warrant on a peaceful pro-life demonstrator who got in a shoving match with someone who was cursing his 12-year-old son a year ago.
Right.
Where the local police wouldn't even file charges.
Mm-hmm.
Why else? There are 15 other pro-lifers who've had their homes raided by the FBI over so-called violations of the Free Access to Clinic Entrances Act.
Exactly.
We are seeing a regime that is terrified of losing power. The Democrats can't afford to lose power because they have committed so many crimes that a lot of them belong in prison. And so that makes them very dangerous. They're like cornered rats. Mm. Any real Republicans, any serious conservatives who took over, if it wasn't, you know, hopeless rhinos, but if it were real conservatives like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, these people would go to the prisons where they belong. And so
exactly.
You've got a strong personal motive on the part of the Democrats and the deep state actors, the Peter Strokes of this world, the Andrew Weissens of this world. They know that they belong in prison.
Right.
On a fundamental level, their consciences tell them that they are criminals and traitors.
Without a doubt.
And so they have to hold on to power. It's kind of like some Latin American dictator. If you lose power, you go to prison, your whole family goes to prison. So you do whatever it takes. You throw people out of helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
You poison the water supply. You do whatever you have to hold on to power. This is an unprecedented moment in American history. We, you know, after 1783 did not go down this path, but most newly independent countries like Mexico and Venezuela, tragically, they did go down this path. And the result was 200 years of poverty and corruption and dictators and coup d'etats and revolutions.
Yeah.
And we are, I'm afraid, going down that same path.
Yeah, the evidence is empirical, no doubt. John, you know, to your earlier point, the Biden DOJ has indicted 11 pro-life activists for blocking access to abortion clinics. Meanwhile, they've allowed attacks against pro-life clinics to go unpunished. There we are. This is what we're dealing with in today's America under Biden's DOJ. Go ahead.
It's called a narco-tyranny. Anarchy for me, tyranny for thee. And it is literally how the Nazis took power in Germany. Their street thugs would have fights with the other street thugs, the communists or the Catholics or the socialists. And the Nazis would get slaps on the wrist. And those who defended themselves against the Nazis would get long prison terms because the judges were biased in favor of the Nazis. That is literally how the Nazis went from being a fringe political party to the dictators of Germany. And the Democrats are explicitly modeling themselves on the Nazi playbook for taking power. Google anarcho-tyranny. I've written about it extensively at the stream, and I've got a chapter on it in my new book coming out in about a month and a half, No Second Amendment, No First.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the title.
Well, good. Well, can't wait to get my hands on it and have you on to talk about it.
Oh, we'll get you a copy for sure.
You got it. Well, John, about 5 minutes left, and I do want to go back and review the Bob Alinsky interview again. This was so revealing, and Tucker Carlson just did an outstanding job. The big takeaway for me outside of all this, and we were reminded that even after the first interview, nobody picked up on the story. The first time around from Bob Alinsky, and even the second time around, you know, even Tucker said, this is like bombshell. This is absolutely bombshell, and the mainstream media, all we're hearing from them are crickets.
Because they've been utterly corrupted. They have corrupted themselves. In my piece at stream.org, where I talk about this, I say that when the media joined the effort to nullify the 2016 election, and in doing so, they corrupted and perverted their mission. Their mission ceased to be to inform the American public or represent a range of different political opinions. Their mission became to support the resistance, to nullify the election, to undo the will of the people, and to make it as if Donald Trump had not won the election.
Yes.
Pretend that Hillary Clinton had won. And so what they didn't matter that they had to lie that they had to print falsehoods about Brett Kavanaugh, falsehoods about Donald Trump, falsehoods about Vladimir Putin pulling the strings. It didn't matter because the overriding mission to stop Donald Trump, that overrode everything, including their professional ethics, their personal ethics, their missions. That's why our media are absolutely and completely corrupt, because they have abandoned their original mission, and they are just a propaganda wing for the resistance, for the nullification of the 2016 election and the silencing of any opposition to the regime.
John, and what you're saying here, it's this isn't opinion. I mean, the evidence is empirical. All you need to do is look at the headlines historically over the last 5-6 years, and you can see how they made the shift and how they sold themselves out and abandoned their reason to exist, their reason to be even protected by our U.S. Constitution. They're not a free and fair press any longer. And I don't know how you can possibly defend against what you just said.
And, you know, if you want to read about this from a first-hand point of view, I highly recommend the new book by Mark Judge, who was the victim of a media campaign. He's got a new book, The Devil's Triangle. And I highly recommend everybody get hold of The Devil's Triangle and see what it's like to be in the crosshairs of a massive regime, deep state, media conspiracy to destroy your life.
This is so pernicious, John. What else can we do? I mean, you and I are on top of the rooftops yelling and screaming that we have danger here. And go ahead.
Everybody needs to be watching Steve Bannon's War Room, reading American Greatness, Julie Kelly's terrific reporting on January 6th, defendants, read Revolver News, Darren Beatty exposing the Gretchen Whitmer made-up kidnapping plot. We have to keep exposing these people, and we have to have courage. We have to be willing to be the guy that the FBI comes after next, because you know what? Otherwise, we're already in prison anyway.
It's without
big open air prison.
Without a doubt. And again, this also brings why the midterms. I know people have mixed emotions about the midterms and that it could be more of the same, you know, just even if the Republicans are in charge. But I think the Republicans can give us a pause and an opportunity to really gain some ground on this. And so you've got to make sure that you get out and vote. There's many things that we can do, little things that we can do, you know, toward liberty.
Be a poll watcher.
Yes, exactly.
Volunteer. Yeah. Become a precinct captain. Our ancestors fought in places like Normandy and Yorktown for this republic. We can't let it be stolen from us by these disgusting gangsters without a fight.
Yeah, what kind of legacy are we turning over to the next generation? That's what concerns me. And meanwhile, as you say, look at, our freedoms are already compromised, and you've got to take a stand somewhere. And today is the day you've got to take that stand. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org has been with us. John, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.